This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Of course, we always bring stuff to the table that you might find interesting. Coming up, this is probably not going to be an upper of a story, but Mark, you want to talk about a case involving a suicide of a young person encouraged by his girlfriend at the time.
Yeah, this is the big story around the United States
right
now.
Is it big? Okay.
Oh, it's huge.
Okay, interesting.
There's a hot blonde gal on trial for sending text messages. It's a never sort of seen before.
Everyone cares about a court hearing when it's a hot blonde girl, huh?
Indeed.
Yeah, so we can get into that coming up here in a moment. You can also join us toll-free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And Skype on in to join us here at Skype username lrn.fm. Good to have you back, Jay Noon. Welcome back to Freedom.
Yeah, thank you.
And, of course, Ian and Mark here as normal. The story I wanted to start out with was some good news. We'll get into the suicide here in a moment, but to me, the big news of the day, because I didn't look at the actual news of the day today, the news of the day I broke today, thanks to Daryl W. Perry's help from libertylobby.info, and that news is that New Hampshire is now the first state in the union, maybe not the last, but definitely the first, as far as I know. Correct me if I'm wrong on this, but the first state to actually have a statute on the books that prohibits the government from regulating Bitcoin businesses.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It was a small, dedicated group of liberty activists and, you know, Bitcoiners, cryptocurrency folks who moved this forward. There were some great crypto-friendly people within the State House and the State Senate. Many of these people actually have Bitcoin. They have cryptocurrency. They're into this. A couple of the senators on the Commerce Committee that passed this bill to the full Senate, which then passed it as well, they are Bitcoin owners, and they admitted that actually during the hearing.
And not only is this great for cryptos and Bitcoin, but this is the kind of this is the only kind of legislation that should ever be even introduced, as far as I'm concerned, is a legislation that prohibits government from doing something, not legislation that inhabits or, you know, inhibits the rights of the people, but, you know, prohibits and regulates government. Because when I learned years ago that the Constitution is supposed to be the chains that bind the government down, as we know.
How's that working out?
Yes, well, it hasn't been working out. I've been, you know, experimenting with it my whole life.
Right.
And so the Constitution is utterly useless as far as I'm concerned, because it has no teeth. But the only legislation that there should be is legislation that is regulating or restricting actual government, because government's really, as far as I'm concerned, the only predator that really exists.
Yeah, and
I guess there are other predators, but the government's the predator that you can't really defend yourself against.
Yeah, any other thief I can shoot, and, you know, it's not going to really be a problem.
Yeah, nobody's going to look at you as though you've done something wrong if a normal attacker comes after you. But when they've got a government badge and a uniform, then all of a sudden they can get away with murder in a lot of cases.
Doesn't matter if it's the IRS or who it is, right?
So what happened, though, there's, you know, give you a little history on how this came about. A couple of years ago, I think it was 2015, there was a bill that was passed that I think sort of inadvertently, I don't think it was the intention of the person who put this bill forward, because I believe it was a Free State Project state representative, a liberty-oriented state rep. And I don't remember the back and forth of how this went down, but basically it got amended to mean something that wasn't the original intention.
I actually called the lady out that introduced this bill, on social media, and talked to her privately a few times, and I was a little harsh with her at first. I'm like, hey, you're supposed to be a free stater. What, you know, what's going on here? And I end up apologizing to her a bit, but yeah, basically the bill was essentially just molested as it went through these committees, and by the time, and it wasn't even close to being what she originally introduced.
And they ended up adding to the money transmitter statutes, which most states have. There are a couple states that actually don't have these statutes, but I think South Carolina is one of them. But they're pretty common around the United States, and there's federal money transmitter statutes. But in the New Hampshire ones, it had added virtual currency, created a definition for that, and or maybe it was convertible virtual currency, but either way, it added that in there, which had never been there before. And so that basically created some level of regulation for virtual currency businesses. And as a result of that, Poloniex, which is one of the, I guess, more well-known crypto-only exchanges, meaning that in the Bitcoin world, there are exchanges that allow you to deposit your fiat currency, so your U.S. dollar or the euro or whatever. You can deposit those into the normal exchanges, and then you can purchase Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever with that. With a crypto-only exchange, they don't accept wire transfers. They don't accept dollars or fiat currency. They only accept deposits based in cryptocurrency. So you can only trade in cryptocurrency. So if you want to trade Bitcoin for Ether or whatever, you can do that on those. So anyway, this one of them, Poloniex, withdrew from New Hampshire. They, you know, made a public statement about this. They sent emails to all of their New Hampshire customers saying, "We're sorry, but we're going to stop servicing you at this point because of this regulation." Now, arguably, you know, that there was an argument that it didn't really even apply to them, but nonetheless,
there's also an argument that it wouldn't make a difference for whatever reason. I never had a problem with my Poloniex account. I had before that, and you know, I just did business like usual.
They must not have been able to identify you were from New Hampshire or something.
I don't give
like that.
These exchanges a lot of information, you know.
So anyway, there was an argument that they weren't really even subject to the other regulation, but either way, it got a lot of press. So there were headlines that were coming out, New Hampshire, you know, cracking down on cryptocurrency, and it made it look really bad. And it wasn't good, mind you. I mean, it wasn't a good thing that this particular bill in 2015 had passed. But the worst part about it wasn't so much what the bill itself did. The worst part was the publicity that came as a result of it, making New Hampshire out to be a not-so-friendly place for cryptocurrency business. And who knows what that resulted in. That may have resulted in people who were thinking about coming here and taking their business from wherever they are and moving it here, not doing that. That could have happened as a result of some of that publicity, because it got spread around. You know, people were paying attention to those headlines. They didn't know all the details, and that doesn't matter. People, you know, they see the headlines, they buzz about that.
That is very true. When I was in Colorado, I pitched a lot about New Hampshire because, you know, my plan was to come back to New Hampshire. And I talked about the Shire Society and Free State Project. And I hung out at this place called Denver Bitcoin Center a lot. And,
right.
And they were like, "Oh, well, New Hampshire's cracking down on cryptocurrency. And a Free Stater introduced a bill to, you know, regulate cryptocurrency." And, you know, and they were like, a lot of guys, you know, they kind of razzed on me a little bit about, you know, this, what you're actually talking about right now. And they're mm-hmm. like, "Yeah, this is why Colorado's better. You know, we can smoke weed and, you know, use our cryptos and not have a problem."
It's a pretty good argument at that moment.
Yeah, right? And it's hard to defend against
you're
that.
You're like, "Bah, bah, 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 bah." You know, what do you do?
Yeah, and it was embarrassing, right? Like, we basically got caught not paying close enough attention. I mean, so even though the New Hampshire Bitcoin community is really unmatched, in my opinion, there are a lot of cryptocurrency advocates here. Many of them have moved here for the libertarian migrations that are going on actively and have been for like a decade. So we've got a great community. It's just that, you know, there's 800 bills every single year, basically, I mean, roundabout, that are submitted by these state representatives. And while the liberty activists here do their best to read as many of them as possible, this one got through. And it just didn't, you know, attract attention until after the fact. And, well, we got it taken care of. There was a commission that was formed by the State House to study cryptocurrency. That commission is still together. It's just they're not going to meet again until probably later on this year. They meet like every fall. And so that committee got formed. A number of us, including a lot of hosts of Free Talk Live, me and Daryl, and I think you guys came out to some of these hearings.
I came out to.
And so they had multiple hearings where they were, you know, just listening to people and kind of learning about cryptocurrency. They seemed open-minded, the people on the committee.
They certainly seemed interested. Yeah, they wanted information. Yes.
Right. So we showed up. we talked to him. We gave him information, and a few of the other folks from the Bitcoin world around New Hampshire also did that. And then they put forward this excellent bill that basically does the opposite of what the New York BitLicense does. The New York BitLicense regulated Bitcoin businesses and ran them out of the state. This, I think, is going to do the reverse. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free to bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight with you in studio, it's Ian.
Jay.
And Mark.
Also, Mark, tell me about Health Excellence Select.
Something that's missing today in healthcare, options, low cost, availability. All these things are really, they've been cut down by the government intervention in the healthcare industry. And I don't care what kind of freedom Trump has brought to that. It doesn't change those things. Costs are still astronomical. It's still really difficult to get all the options that you want as far as, things that you may want, whether you want traditional care or integrative care or chiropractic, acupuncture, massage, whole variety of different options. Those things aren't necessarily available to you with your average health insurance coverage. And cost? My God, the costs. Well, let me tell you about Health Excellence Select. For last I checked, it was less than $600 for a family to participate in their health sharing organization. And they do so many things that your average healthcare company doesn't do, healthcare insurance company doesn't do. And you've got all kinds of options. And availability, it's right now, available right now. All you have to do is go to healthexcellenceselect.com. I've worked with them. They did a great job for me. Healthexcellenceselect.com. By that, I mean I had to get some x-rays, and they did price comparisons for me and made sure that I got exactly what I needed. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
All right, let's continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever is on your mind. Let's go to Mark in Utah, who listens to us via SoundCloud, and we'll get back into the awesome news about Bitcoin here in New Hampshire, cryptocurrency being protected by the government instead of regulated by it. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. I was listening to the podcast from yesterday, I believe, when you guys were talking about spanking and the non-aggression principle.
We were talking about banking and then
spanking.
Oh, spanking.
Spanking.
Gotcha.
Yeah. You were talking about timeout, whether timeout, like if you forcibly put a kid into the corner of the room, is that considered aggression? And I would venture to say that that in and of itself is not aggression. You're exercising your property rights by saying that that corner of the room is the only section of the room that I will allow you in, and it's my house.
Mm. Okay.
On that evening, I made the argument that I could have a rule on my property that everybody who enters my property gets punched in the stomach. Now, it's a crazy rule, and unless it's properly posted, I think that it would be aggression. But and because it's so unusual, I think it's aggression. But spanking isn't particularly unusual, and therefore, I would claim that that spanking, at least on your own property, really couldn't be called aggression by that definition either, right?
Well, I would venture to say that you could say the same thing about slavery. Like, just because something is socially acceptable at the time doesn't necessarily make it morally legitimate.
Well, I agree with you that it doesn't make it morally legitimate. I'm just, I think that it would be an expectation, right? Like, spanking is something you should not necessarily expect people not or to do. So that's not what I'm, that's not the argument that I'm making. But if you want to say something about slavery, I think that it would be fair for me to say, look, everybody who wants to enter my property has to, fill up 10 buckets with pig feed before I'm willing to talk to them or they have to leave. Again, that would be they voluntarily come on the property, so you couldn't really call it slavery in that sense. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, you're right. What I'm saying is that the actual act of moving a child into the corner of the room is not considered aggression at all. It's considered a defense of your property rights.
Okay.
All right, and that's all that I really want to talk about. Oh, well,
thanks.
One more thing, if I could.
Yeah, sure.
Did you guys hear about Debbie Wasserman Schultz and her her most recent snafu?
No.
Like about a week ago.
This was the former Democratic National Committee chairman, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, well, she had, or she's being sued by this law firm that a bunch of Democrats have hired, who are Bernie Sanders supporters, hired a law firm to sue the Democratic National Committee and Debbie Wasserman Schultz for basically rigging the election, and they said that if the election was rigged, then give us our money back. And so they're suing the DNC.
What was the money for?
Back.
How much money was being sued for? I don't understand it. Well, where's this money come involved?
I don't have the details. Okay. It was basically like personal donations or something like that to the DNC.
Got it.
But they're wanting their money back because the election wasn't legitimate.
Seems fair. Seems like a reasonable request.
This law firm submitted some paperwork in court today saying that somebody called them with a voice changer, like one of the Bain voice changer things, and was calling them and asking them questions about the case. And they looked at their caller ID, and their caller ID said U.S. House of Representatives. And it's got the phone number, and they took a photo of it. And if you actually look up that phone number on Google, it's Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office. So somebody from Debbie Wasserman Schultz's office called up the DNC with a voice changer.
But what did they say?
They were asking details about the case, and that's really about it. But they thought it was just really weird that she was using a voice changer to
change her
voice. But she submitted it. Submitted it in court, and it's all right there, public record.
Mark, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. So we were discussing the latest news out of the cryptocurrency scene here in New Hampshire. Very exciting day. Big headline, and that is that the governor has signed, brand new governor, so we'd had Democrats for a long time, now there's a Republican.
More than 10 years we had Democrats, and they made sure that they stopped every marijuana legislation that would have made marijuana less criminalized.
They stopped it every step
of the way. The Republican gets in, signs it right off the bat.
He hasn't signed it yet, but he has pledged to sign it.
It is a strange place.
Yeah. So, this Republican has pledged to sign marijuana decrim. That's still to come. He hasn't yet signed that one, to my knowledge. But he did sign on Friday the Bitcoin Protection Bill. For lack of a better term, that's what I've been calling it. Because it does basically the opposite of what we've seen happen in New York State, where in New York, if you're a Bitcoin exchange or somebody else who's doing business, a lot of business with Bitcoin, they say that you're exempt from the BitLicense in New York. If you're just a business owner who accepts Bitcoin as payment, they say that you're exempt.
That's nice.
But if you are, let's say, running a Bitcoin vending machine, if you are running an exchange, if you're selling Bitcoin, then they say not only in New York that you have to register with them, and there's like, you know, you have to have like $100,000 or something crazy like
bonding.
Bonding or whatever. So there's like all these requirements that are put on this.
That keeps little guys out of it.
It sure does. Which is why there have only been, as I understand it, I did a quick search the other night, there, as of a few months ago, this BitLicense has been around now for 2 years, mind you. As of sometime earlier this year, they had only three companies who have been assigned one of these BitLicenses.
Mm.
It's like Coinbase and a couple other biggies. And that's it. Everybody else has been driven out of that state. Bitcoin vending machines, ATMs, have shut down. New York State drove business out.
That's what they're
all about.
Because
of this BitLicense.
It's not called the Empire State for nothing.
And New Hampshire is doing the opposite by basically saying that these businesses that have been driven out of New York are welcome here, and they won't be regulated here. That's part of the statute.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day, but now a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Join us right here on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the cryptocurrency world and some really great news coming out of New Hampshire and the political structure here. It's, you know, it's rare to give out good news from politics, but it happens from time to time here in New Hampshire. And part of that reason is because we actually have liberty-oriented people, like those of us here hosting the show, who get active within the political system and outside of the political system, doing different types of activism here to achieve more liberty in our lifetime, and that has resulted in some very good things. In fact, I've been told that the folks over at Bitcoin.com are working up a report about the big news that I broke earlier today. Even though it was signed on Friday, nobody really found out about it until today, which, and what I'm talking about is a bill that actually protects Bitcoin businesses from being regulated as money transmitters. It's really awesome because it basically makes New Hampshire the most Bitcoin and cryptocurrency friendly state of all of the U.S. states, and I would love to hear anybody challenge me on that, because I asked around with some of the Bitcoiners here who are, you know, really kind of in touch with things even more so than we are, and Neil Connor from Lamassu said, yeah, he doesn't think there's anything quite like this. I mean, there's a couple of somewhat Bitcoin-friendly things out there, but nothing at this level. at the state level like this. So so Bitcoin.com is doing a news report on this because they've got a news site over at news.bitcoin.com. That is one of the myriad of things that they provide, services that they provide you at Bitcoin.com. You can learn about Bitcoin, of course, if you're new to the idea. You don't have to kick yourself too hard for not getting in sooner. I realize that the price being at around $2,700 today for one Bitcoin might make somebody look at that and say, too late. It's too late. I got in too late. I shouldn't get in now because it's too late.
Yeah, I can see why it totally makes them feel that way. But how are they going to feel if it goes to a million, as some experts have predicted? Now, I don't know what the heck an expert is. The definition I always heard was somebody from out of town.
Yeah.
But, I don't see why Bitcoin couldn't go to $1 million, particularly.
It could, although it is subject to a lot of competition in the marketplace. And it's going to be an interesting summer for Bitcoin, and we'll get into that at another time, because there's something coming up on August 1st. It's kind of like a scary deadline date for Bitcoin, and I'm just now learning about what's happening on August 1st, so I don't want to shoot off from the hip on this one. I want to do a little bit more research.
And
We'll find somebody who actually knows a little bit more about this. Well, no, Mark. I mean, it's easy to get on the air as a libertarian and take a libertarian position on issues. You don't have to know the facts of any given particular issue to say, oh, well, as a libertarian, I support the government staying out of this. So, I mean, that's generally the issues that you hear about on talk radio have to do with government control over people's lives. And we don't need to do any research to be able to explain our position on whatever the issue is when it comes to the state. That's easy. But to learn about a new technology, I mean, you know, that's what we're talking about here with cryptocurrency is a brand new technology. Even though it's been around for 8 or 9 years, to the average person out there, they don't know anything about this.
Yeah.
And so it's important for us to be, you know, as accurate as we can, while at the same time still being able to explain some of these concepts in ways that, you know, somebody who's brand new to Bitcoin or cryptocurrency can hopefully grasp. That's kind of the challenge that we run here when we talk about these things on Free Talk Live.
Speaking of cryptos, last night I was at the New Movers meeting, and actually there was a couple of folks I knew from Colorado that I met in a Bitcoin network out there that moved here. And the one fella, Patrick's his name, he works for Coinbase.
Yep.
And he wasn't really into the libertarian part quite so much of Bitcoin. He came from it, you know, from a computer techie guy.
Okay.
And now he came to New Hampshire because he basically got into the ideas of liberty through, you know, meeting
through
people
Bitcoin.
In Bitcoin.
Cool.
And the biggest driver from New Hampshire is the that it was more Bitcoin, going on, and you know the Liberty Project going on here. But I think there was 4 or 5 new movers last night, and every one of them was into cryptos and Bitcoin. And so there's a guy at the Quills selling tea and you know coffees and stuff. And so I bought a tea off him, and I said, anybody know what the average fee is for a Bitcoin transaction? And it was like, I don't know, CoinCap said it was like $6.40 or something like that. So I paid him in Dash, and then the other couple guys wanted to use crypto, and what they ended up doing was setting up some Dash wallets, and they bought some Dash off somebody else there just for cash. But then they're going to shape-shift some Bitcoin into Dash. But
that's what I'm doing, too, is that when I do transactions with people now, I don't want to pay that big transaction
fee. That's right.
So I'm sending them Dash to do the deal with. And that's it's becoming a real problem because Bitcoin's kind of becoming the bearer bond of currencies.
And there are some people who they want that for Bitcoin.
They certainly do.
Absolutely.
They think that the high fees are somehow a good thing. And I actually encountered one of these people online within the last 24 or 48 hours, and you know these people are real. They really exist. They really do think that somehow Bitcoin is going to be able to continue on strong into the future with high fees. And right now, the fees, the median fee for Bitcoin, according to bitcoinfees.21.co, is about, they say, 108,000 satoshis, which breaks down to approximately $2.68 at this moment.
That's what I was thinking it was. I looked earlier today, too.
And that's right there is 100 times what the fees were a few years ago, just, you know, two or three years ago.
Right, 2.5 cents.
Yeah. Or less. And that's insane. And that if, you know, somebody can't see that, I was told that I had hubris because I believe that this is not good for Bitcoin, that having high fees is not good for Bitcoin and that it's not going to allow it to go.
They define what, how
I didn't get
pride,
it,
you know, comes
into play. It was a Facebook conversation. I only check Facebook like once a day.
I know. Yeah, it's not worth having conversations. Maximum. Having conversations with idiots is like teaching a pig to sing.
Well, but the thing is, they may not be idiots. I mean, some of these people may be very brilliant programmers. They may be very, very smart.
That doesn't mean they know economics.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I guess I shouldn't use idiots. Ignoramuses.
There you go.
I know you like that term better.
It's more accurate, yeah, because somebody's ignorance can be cured, and idiocy generally can't.
I'm looking at coincap.io right now, and it says the average fee is $3.92. Now, I don't know where they're getting that from, but a couple of days ago,
it changes radically.
It was at like 6:42 or 6 something, and I didn't look at it yesterday, but I wasn't even going to bother looking because I know I'm not going to use it. But I haven't done a Bitcoin transaction, I think, in 2 weeks now.
Wow!
But I've done, you know, Dash transactions, and that's all I've done.
Yeah, they're of the belief that the Bitcoin is going to like somehow be this storage medium, that people are going to use it to store value. And I think Roger Ver pointed out that if you can't use it day to day, it's not going to be used to store value because all these other cryptocurrencies like Dash or Ethereum or whatever, they can be used day to day and be used to store value.
Right. The basic feature of a cryptocurrency is that you can do your own banking. That's something that Bitcoin brought to the marketplace, and it certainly did.
Yeah.
To presume that it will remain in place is to presume that the Model T Ford would still be the number one sold automobile in America.
And today,
by no means that.
Right.
You know, it's Bitcoin is what it has is a first mover advantage over many of these other cryptocurrencies, and if they stifle that first mover advantage with incredibly high fees, you'll find people going elsewhere.
They are going elsewhere, as you know, Jay just pointed out.
And like the biggest lesson of Bitcoin or rule of Bitcoin I learned, because when I first started Bitcoin, I was like using Bitcoin. I was like, oh, I'm just gonna hold it. And then I don't know, maybe one of you guys I was talking to about it at like Porkfest or something, but it was somebody at Porkfest years ago, and it's like the only reason Bitcoin has value is because we're exchanging it, and if everybody just held
it
would just become worthless real soon.
That's a great point. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A little bit more about the amazing news coming out of New Hampshire for the cryptocurrency world. And, of course, cryptocurrency is much larger than just Bitcoin at this point. It's going to live for a long time. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Lifetime Grade 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Today, we're talking about your budget and budget blinds.
People get so hung up on that word budget.
Listen, everybody's got a budget. Budget blinds is all about getting the window coverings you really want at a price that fits your budget.
Right. They have exclusive designer styles, hundreds of choices.
And budget blinds gives you expert service. None of that do-it-yourself. The pros bring the showroom to you, then do it all. Measure and install.
What a relief.
That's style and service for every budget.
And right now, during their 25th anniversary celebration, it's the biggest sale of the year with special upgrades and offers.
Explain the free upgrades. Like the invisible tilt for shutters?
Make shutters look cleaner, more contemporary. Same with the free cordless upgrade on honeycomb shades. No cords. Look sleek and uncluttered.
I like that. Just call this number. It's easy to remember. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
855, then the name, Budget Blinds. Or go online.
BudgetBlinds.com.
Remember, budget means getting custom window coverings at a price that fits your budget. And remember, 855-BUDGET-BLINDS.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. For your garden, get great savings on Miracle-Gro Garden Soil, 3 for $10. And make sure you're prepared for your next backyard barbecue with a 2-pack of Kingsford Charcoal, now for just $9.88. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 6-7 through 6-14, while supplies last, U.S. only. Charcoal offer limited to 2 bags per customer. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Like Freedom, 855-450-3733. We've been talking about some really great news out of New Hampshire, specifically regarding cryptocurrency and the government here passing a cryptocurrency protection bill that will exempt any crypto-only businesses from, like, exchange businesses, for instance, or people selling, even people selling Bitcoin. As I understand the new statutes. You can check it all out over at freekeen.com, and we can get a little bit more into that here because it's really big news for the cryptocurrency world. Makes New Hampshire it was already arguably the destination for Bitcoiners and cryptocurrency folks, but now even more so with an explicit protection for cryptocurrency in the state statutes. So, again, check out bitcoin.com. They've got a great news site. They've got a forum. They've got games you can play with your Bitcoin. It's the one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life, including if you're just getting started and you want to go ahead and, you know, learn about Bitcoin, get your first Bitcoin wallet. It's free to download, and there's a bunch of different choices. Head over to Bitcoin.com as we continue. We'll take your calls and thoughts about what you want. It's Ian, Jay, and Mark in the studio. We go to Gene, the Christian anarchist, on the amp lines. Hello, Gene, calling from Alabama tonight.
Welcome back, Gene.
Well, hello, guys. It's been a while since I called in. I thought that since you guys are getting so many new callers all the time, that I would bring up the topic of Christian anarchy, which I haven't done in a long time because people might hear Christian anarchist and they say, what the heck is that? How can somebody be a Christian and an anarchist? And so I wanted to explain how I came about this term. It's been about 12, 14 years, and I thought I dreamed it up on my own because I said, well, what kind of person am I? I said, I don't believe in any kind of government at all, but I do believe in God, and I do believe in Jesus. I don't believe in much of what the church teaches, but I do believe that Jesus was a historical character and that he is responsible for our deliverance. But I also don't believe in government, and that, to a lot of Christians, that's very confusing. They say, well, gee, don't Didn't Romans 13 say you got to believe in
him? Always bring up Romans 13.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, always Romans 13, which personally I just threw it out. I said, nope, I don't believe it. Whatever Paul meant there, if Paul actually wrote that, I'd throw it out. But anyway,
Jay, you wanted to jump in there.
So I used to do a little Bible study with some Jehovah Witnesses. I actually Bible study with Witnesses, Seventh-day Adventists, Mormons, some Baptists. I've kind of dabbled in a lot of it. And at the time I was doing my property tax case, one of my very good friends who was a Jehovah Witness was primed really good on this Romans 13 thing on, hey, Jay, you know, God's in control. Jehovah's in control of the government, and you need to pay these taxes, and you know this, that, and the other thing. And I'm like, and I said, hey, friend, didn't we have a talk the other day? How it was terrible. They're drone striking all these folks over in the Middle East, and you know this wedding party got bombed, and whole nine yards. Is Jehovah's doing that too? But yeah, and he didn't know what to tell me.
Yeah, what is there to say?
And he's like, yeah. But the thing is he was literally primed by someone in the Kingdom Hall to basically say, hey, you know, we got to get a handle on this guy. And I called him out on it, and he had a tough time talking to me for probably about a year after that. And it's just, but that's a 501c3 corporation, and it's controlled as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, and even when I've been in Palmer District Court, the guys, some of the bailiffs and stuff would be like, they would always throw out Romans 13 there, and I had it read into me while I'm sitting there in shackles and handcuffs, mm-hmm. In a holding cell in the court.
A bailiff read a Bible verse to you?
He didn't actually read it to me.
Okay.
He, rehearsed it to me. Now, this was a bailiff who I kind of known him for years. I known him from town. I mean, I mowed his yard when I was a kid.
Huh.
You know, he was just being friendly with me.
He's a religious dude,
and, you know, he's into that stuff, and I'm like, oh, I go, you know, I read something about how, Nazi Germany, Hitler was like, hey, preachers, you need to preach this to the people who are listening to you. And if you don't, we're pretty much going to throw you in the gas chamber. And he's like, oh, no, that didn't happen. So next time I saw him, I had printed up some stuff on a little article somewhere off Yahoo News or something about that. And I give it to the guy.
Oh, wow.
And he always kind of jokes around with me when I go there. He's always been all right. And he's just in his own. And I believe his intentions are pure.
I believe they are, sure.
From a good spot. And he just believes that his God is in control of the government. And, and it's in our best interest to follow
the government, though. It's just
those other governments, right?
Right? And God, maybe they have some control of the English and perhaps the French and the Germans, but I mean, the French are weird and stuff. And then other governments, but not the governments we don't like. God is certainly not in charge of the North Korean government, right? God's clearly not in charge of those red Chinese.
Which doesn't make any sense if God is omnipotent and in control.
Those stinking fascist Russians might think that they have God, but they don't have God. It's not the real God. It's a different God. Thus, if it's not the real God, then it's a Satan God. Like, it's all this.
Is that what they believe,
mishmash.
That it's Satan who's in control?
Who's
of
they,
the
Ian? Who knows what
Whoever
anybody
we're
believes?
About.
This is the path you must go down if you believe that God is in charge of the government.
Go ahead, Gene.
Okay, now that we got into the Romans 13 distraction, back to Christian anarchy, because I thought I invented that term. And then I researched it. I went online and I did some research. And there's even a Wikipedia page on Christian anarchy. And basically, a Christian anarchist is a person who doesn't believe in any leader other than a spiritual one, which is our creator. Hmm. Don't believe in any government agency. And Christian anarchists have been around under one term or another for hundreds of years. They go way back.
I think one could make the argument, Gene, that Christian anarchists are what the original Christians were.
Wasn't Tolstoy a Christian anarchist?
Yeah.
I do make that argument, actually. I make the argument that Jesus himself was a Christian anarchist. You know, the ultimate Christian anarchist since he's Christ. But, I really don't see how any Christian can look at governments of any sort, and even our own, and say that they're doing the will of God. You know, they say that all the time. Oh, they're doing what God wants them to do. No, they're not. God don't want them to throw people in jail for things they don't do, they didn't do, and, you know, bomb children overseas.
Yeah,
don't
not a loving God. I mean, certainly not the God that there's, you know, they purport to worship in the Bible, the one in the New Testament.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. If your God is Satan the destroyer, then I suppose, yes, the U.S. government is doing God's will. And I'm going to get I'll catch a lot of flack for that because Christians say, oh, my God, how can you say that?
Yeah, that's something you simply can't say, right? It raised the hackles on my neck, and I'm not even a Christian.
Well, what kind of loving God kills innocent people? I mean, that's crazy.
The loving God isn't in charge of the military, and Christians were pacifists for the first 1,000 years.
But the Christians today believe
it. Very probable with the connection between the Vikings, when the sort of Vikings and Germanic people came into the Christian fold with the creation of the Holy Roman Empire, that the Jesus character was fused with the Thor character to create a more warlike God, and that is the God that marches forward to drop hellfire missiles on wedding parties.
I grew up in the 60s. I'm a bit older than you guys, and one of the images in my that's seared into my brain is that Time magazine cover of the naked Vietnamese little girl that is running away from the napalm. She's
yes,
ripped
horrifying.
Off her clothes as she's burning. And I saw that when it first came out in Time magazine in the 60s. And that thing is a shocking image. You got to look at that, and then you're going to tell me that God wants us to drop those napalm bombs on those children? I don't buy it.
No, you're insane
no
if
way.
You say that.
Yeah, there's people tuning out all across America right now because they can't handle.
Oh yeah, go ahead, punch out, whatever.
Yeah, they can't handle the notion.
Sorry to ruin your show.
No,
tonight.
Gene, I think the hard truth is that preachers spend no time talking about the humanity of the people that the United States government. And, the people that are in the military are bombing. Look, I understand,
because it's important to dehumanize the people that get
it's
bombed.
It's distasteful, but, what else are you going to do?
And they can't, because they'll lose that precious 501c3 status that they just worship. They don't worship, they don't worship a god. They worship, this money. They worship this tax exemption.
Right. They've got a very, I think, dangerous, spiritually dangerous dichotomy where on one hand, they're purporting to worship this God, this loving God, and then on the other hand, they're bowing down at the altar of the state, asking for permission, which is what an exemption, asking for this 501c3, which they don't even need to have.
Oh, yeah.
Gene, have you read Tolstoy's The Kingdom of God is Within You?
Yes, he has.
I've read part of it. Okay. I haven't read the whole thing.
It's
a good one.
It's a rambling mess, but it does have some real great nuggets of value in it. I liked it on audiobook. That way I didn't have to try to trudge through it. He was also, of course, the author of War and Peace, and it takes him a while to get to his point.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, it's Free Talk Live. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.